Lord David, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I want to welcome you to this audio that's being prepared in my office, in my house, in our home, in Plano, Texas. At my left is Kathy D. And she's helped me immensely in the past 4 years when I was greatly attacked by those that once said they loved me and wanted to destroy me and destroy what God was doing in the earth. Only a fool would take on a servant of God. No one else. No one else at all. I am speaking today to Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Texas, Anaheim, Southern California, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Joplin, Missouri, South Bend, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Nashville, Tennessee, and Lafayette, Louisiana, and other areas of America. Plus, I'm speaking to Born in Faith Ministries, Ezekiel Goody, President and Founder, Zimbabwe, Bartholomew Maggiore, Founder, President of Faith World Church. All these areas I have faithfully ministered the gospel to in person. Plus, I ministered this gospel by radio, television, satellite, shortwave, and internet, live stream, Roku, radio, books, tapes, folks, the world has heard the gospel through this man's heart. God sent me with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He sent me with this gospel to the world. So I've been faithful to speak the words of God. The Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20 when he called the elders, the Ephesian elders to him, and he said, I have not shunned to declare unto you the full gospel of Christ. I have not coveted any of your money, any of your gold or your silver. But he said, I know that within a short time, I think I forgot the exact date, there'll be people that I've taught that will raise up disciples after themselves. Understand that, folks. Much of you have done that. Much of you have ignored the authority that's in my ministry, Water Black Ministries in Plano, Inc., Noel Davidson, president, founder, apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, and I do the work of an evangelist. I've never asked any of you for money. Never. I have not told any of you my needs. I have not passed an offering plate since June 1996. Yet, I'm never short of money because my God reigns. My God is Jehovah, the God of all flesh, and nothing is too hard for him. I have some things to say to you. God has some things against you. To the Water Black Church in Missouri, Kurt Hurley established it, and I brought the gospel to the Hurleys and all others of Southwest Missouri, and my authority reaches to every one of you. In 2012, 1 year ago, God showed me a scorpion in a vision. That scorpion was mad, stomping its feet, trying to sting me. Amazing. That same day, I told Kurt Hurley, shut Water Block Church of Missouri down. Now, I happen to believe that scorpion is associated with that group of people. God have mercy on all of you, because you are in trouble if you don't repent. Amen. A bunch of you in Plano rose up like you were somebody, like you could do a better job than I could, when in fact I didn't ever say I was doing the job. I was smarter than you. There are women in Plano, Dallas-Fort Worth, that think they control everything that was in their reach. Arrogant, prideful, foolish women. Foolish women. Arrogant, prideful. Well, God took me through 9 years of a great trial of affliction. A great trial of affliction. And many of them had their say. They expressed their blind hearts against me. I'm talking about women. And not too many men that I know of stood up and said, oh, wait a minute. This man brought us the gospel. This man has authority in our lives, given to him by Jesus, the Son of God, who was determined to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead. But we let those women spew out their wickedness, their ignorance. And then no man that I know of took a hold of one of them and said, stop this. We've been brought the gospel, which produces the eternal life by this man. Now, how bad can this man be that brought us the gospel, that which is eternal life? I'm talking about Noel Davidson. Did any of them stand up and say, wait a minute, women that are coming after him, trying to bring him down because of the wickedness of your heart, the pride of your heart, and the ignorance of it. No, you didn't do it. You didn't stand up and say, this man is a servant of God, and you have what you said forth about him is not proof that he ever disobeyed God. And now, this man, Noel Davidson, whom I know personally, who brought me the gospel, gave me money, laid hands on me, that was healed, cast devils out of me, and healed the sick of others I didn't even know. And yet, all of a sudden, he is a wicked man. He's full of the devil. And we want him dead. Oh, glory. We've even sued him in a wicked court of law, which the Bible tells us not to do. Oh, gracious. Thank God. Amen. Now, after 9 years of a lot of tribulation, he was tried. Many were tried. Many that brought that he brought the gospel to turned against him and accused him falsely of everything you can imagine. Now, God has stood him up at the end of this 9 year period, telling us all, he's the same servant I called from his mother's womb, ordained him a prophet. Amen. A prophet before he came forth out of his mother's womb. He hadn't changed. He's been my servant, still is. Warning all of you people of your blindness, arrogance, ignorance. Thank God. Now, in 2012, I started exalting him again, saith the Lord, and put him on 28 radio stations in America. Put him on live stream throughout the world. Put him on Roku. In all areas of the world where it can be received. Now I put him on shortwave to broadcast to America, one east and one west. Put him on five 1 hour broadcast to Israel, Sunday in Israel and the Middle East, Sunday through Thursday. Amen. No, he's not asking you for any money. My servant Doyle is not that kind. He's been tried, been proven. He obeys Jehovah. He obeys Jehovah. He doesn't ask you for money because he doesn't need your money. Because I supply his money, saith the Lord. And I know where the money's at. And I know those that I can get to disperse their money without complaining. Amen. So, to give you a sign to show you that I'm still with him, never forsook him. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. And he that doeth these things and serveth Christ is acceptable by me and approved of man, saith the Lord. Amen. Now, I say. This is Doyle back speaking the words of God. I'm against you, prideful people. I'm against you, prideful people. In the name of Jesus, for Psalm 18, 24, 25, 26, tells us that God is merciful to them that are merciful. God is pure to them that are pure. God is forward for them that are forward. And I have that mind in me. And this is Doyle speaking now. So, Ezekiel, Bartholomew, all you people in Zimbabwe that I brought this gospel to and the faith, where are you? How come I don't hear you from you people? Mike Carter, up in Indianapolis, apartment, wherever you live, between Indy, South Bend, that boasted on television how you didn't have a good income until you acknowledged that Doyle was a prophet, and then God put your income up above $200,000 a year? What happened to you, Mike? Where'd you go? Have you forgotten what God did for you when you were confronted with the truth? Amen. Thank God. And David Peacock, what happened to you? What happened to you? Amen. Thank God. Hugo, what happened to you? There's a bunch of you in Dallas, Fort Worth. What happened to you people? Did you know I have to give account for all you people, all of you, worldwide, where I preached the gospel and where you received it with joy? That's Africa, Zimbabwe, yeah, Ezekiel Goody, Robert Bain, Bartholomew, yeah. I've got to give account to you people. Why don't I hear from you and let me know what you're doing? Thank God. John Burson, Bob Buckner, Jack Duquette, Basil Clark, Wally Edge, Ralph Edge, Randy Brooks, Jeb Orton. Thank God. Where are you? I've got to give account before God for you. I brought the gospel to you. I taught you the truth. What are you doing these days? Amen. It'd be good for your life to let me hear from you and know what you're doing. I think I've said enough for today. God bless you, Doyle Davidson. See you next time.